Airline pilot salary in 2026. How much do pilots earn? Compared to a number of professions out there, the pilot career path remains among the highest paying ones. While the road to becoming a pilot usually requires a sizable investment upfront, pilot demand is still high. Around 45,500 pilots are needed globally in 2026. This alone keeps the profession as a top pick for many, with new job openings and growing pilot salaries. As 2026 rolls into the second half of the year, let's take a brief look at what the first officer, FO, pay ranges are in Europe, with a quick snapshot of the rest of the globe. Factors influencing pilot pay in Europe. It's important to note that specific pilot earnings in Europe and beyond are influenced by quite a few factors. Carrier type. Legacy carriers, Air France, Lufthansa, Iberia, and others, typically provide higher base salaries and stronger benefits compared to regional or low-cost LCC airlines. However, in 2026, many of the major LCCs have visibly increased FO and captain pay, including performance bonuses and accelerated promotion paths. Cargo-focused and charter operators often offer different pay structures, more hours, variable duty time-based pay, but can be competitive with passenger airline packages as well. Aircraft type. Pilots flying larger, more complex aircraft, the likes of the Boeing 747, for example, are usually paid significantly more than those operating smaller jets like the Boeing 737 or Airbus A320, reflecting the greater responsibilities and skills required for larger aircraft. Seniority and experience. There is a gap between newly hired first officers and senior captains. Length of service, total hours, rank, FO, versus captain versus training / line check roles, and route structure, short haul versus long haul, all feed into where a pilot sits in the pay band. Country and base location. Pilot pay is highly location dependent, both in absolute terms and in after-tax take-home. How much do European airline pilots earn? To get a fuller picture of what the pilot salaries in Europe look like in 2026, our focus is on the key players in the market: France, Germany, Italy, and Spain. We've looked at the average salaries, salary ranges, and estimated medians for first officers, offering a strong estimate of what a pilot might earn. It's important to note that no single public database covers all European carriers uniformly. Some are more transparent, others lack substantial data to pull reliably from. Numbers are cross-referenced across various sites, including Glassdoor, AirMapper, Pilot Jobs Network, Salary Expert, and country-specific aviation career portals. This means that the data presented shouldn't be taken at face value, but rather as a guideline for typical ranges so far in 2026. First officer pilot salaries. France. France's aviation market is anchored by one of Europe's most powerful flag carriers, operating both a full-service mainline network and a fast-growing low-cost subsidiary. That dual structure defines the FO salary landscape more than anything else. Beyond the group, independent LCCs operate French bases, but represent a smaller share of total pilot employment than in Spain or Italy. At the top, the legacy flag carrier pays first officers 70,000 to 170,000 euros gross. A junior FO starts around 70,000 to 90,000 euros, climbing to 140,000 to 170,000 euros at the senior end, through a dual pillar system combining a seniority-based fixed salary with a variable flight premium. Legacy-backed LCC operations sit in a middle band where high annual flying hours, 900 plus versus approximately 700 at mainline, push variable pay up, narrowing the gap with the flag carrier at the senior level. Independent LCCFOs at French bases bring up the rear at 38,000 to 65,000 euros, which is what keeps the market-wide average well below the flag carrier's own range. The broader picture is shaped by France's acute pilot retirement wave, which has shifted bargaining power firmly toward labor, partially offset by the tripling of the country's aviation solidarity tax in early 2025, which tightened airline margins and slowed pay growth at the lower end of the market. Germany. Germany's aviation market is in the midst of a structural transition, making it the most internally divided among the four countries in this series. The dominant group operates multiple carriers under one ownership umbrella. A full-service mainline operation, a Group L, C, C, and a growing network of lower-cost subsidiaries, each with different contract structures and pay scales. Outside the group, independent leisure and charter carriers add a mid-market layer. The result is a market where a pilot flying the same aircraft from the same airport can earn radically different compensation depending solely on which entity employs them. Legacy mainline FOs earn 60,000 to 171,000 euros gross, while newer subsidiary operations, same aircraft, same airports, but differences in contracts, start as low as 55,000 euros. That gap is the central dispute in German aviation right now, and it's what keeps the market-wide average lower than the legacy figures suggest. Germany's progressive tax system, however, takes a significant bite, eroding much of the gross advantage relative to France, for example. The two-tier gap is likely to widen rather than close over the upcoming years. Italy. Italy presents the most structurally unusual FO market in Europe for a couple of reasons. First, the flag carrier operates under a national collective aviation agreement that yields significantly lower gross salary figures than the French or German equivalents, but with a multi-component pay scheme in which base table salaries are only part of the picture. Italy is also, by passenger volume, one of the largest LCC markets in Europe, a structural reality that shapes the FO market more here than in any other country studied, with LCC operations accounting for a substantially larger share of total pilot employment. Italy's FO gross salaries are the lowest among the four European markets. The flag carrier's reported base table salaries start at just 1,540 to 1,660 euros per month, rising to a total compensation of roughly 28,000 to 35,000 euros gross annually for an entry FO once flight allowances and per diems are added, and around 55,000 to 60,000 euros for a mid-seniority pilot. L, C, C, FOs at Italian bases, typically employed under EU registered rather than Italian local contracts, are paid higher rates at 53,000 to 85,000 euros gross, depending on seniority and sector volume. The gross figures, however, are the least informative among the countries studied, as they lack substantial data. Any gross-to-gross comparison between Italy and the other three markets should be read with that in mind. Spain. Spain's aviation market is shaped more by tourism than by any other factor. The country is consistently among the top three most visited in the world, and its carrier landscape has evolved to serve that demand, dominated by LCCs and international group operators rather than a traditional flag carrier model. Spain is the most LCC-dominated of the four European markets, and the salary figures reflect it. The top of the FO scale is the lowest of any country covered here. There are no wide-body long-haul FO positions at a Spanish legacy carrier to push the ceiling upward the way the French one does, or the legacy carrier does in Germany. Entry positions at Spanish legacy and group carriers start around 35,000 to 40,000 euros gross, rising through seniority steps to around 73,000 to 80,000 euros for the most experienced FOs. Mid-tier group LCC operations pay FOs up to 60,000 to 64,000 euros, while independent LC CFOs with high sector volumes can reach the upper end of the range. How much do airline pilots earn elsewhere? Bringing the focus away from Europe, the rest of the world presents a divided picture. Some of the regions are continuing to cement their position as very favorable for experienced FOs, while others still struggle with catching up to their counterparts worldwide. Middle East. The Gulf carriers remain the most financially compelling destination for experienced pilots worldwide, and the gap with European packages widened further in 2026. First officers at the major UAE and Qatari operators earn between $98,000 and $195,000 per year, entirely tax-free, with housing, generous education allowances, and 42 days of annual leave included as standard across all three flagship carriers. The tax-free structure is the critical differentiator. A Gulf salary of 180,000 euros is broadly equivalent to earning 250,000 euros plus gross at a Western European carrier after tax. The trade-off is mandatory relocation. All operators require pilots to be based in-country, and an intense long-haul operational tempo that doesn't suit every lifestyle. United States and Canada. The U.S. is the highest-paying market for airline pilots in the world, in gross terms, following a landmark wave of contract increases across all four major carriers in 2023 to 2024. First officers at the big legacy operators earn $106,000 to $300,000, depending on seniority and carrier. For European pilots, however, the U.S. market is effectively inaccessible. The FAA's 1,500-hour ATP requirement, the absence of visa sponsorship, and significant state income tax variation combine to make it a realistic destination for very few. Canadian carriers follow a broadly similar structure at 15 to 25% lower gross figures, with the major operators having also secured meaningful contract improvements through 2025 to 2026. Latin America. Latin America is, historically, the most internally varied of the global regions covered here. The largest carriers, concentrated in Brazil, Chile, Colombia, and Mexico, pay pilots in local currencies that have depreciated significantly against the dollar and euro over the past decade, making direct comparison difficult. But with the available data, first officer salaries typically range from $32,000 to $52,000 per year for entry-level positions, with experienced FOs earning up to $55,000 to $90,000 annually, depending on the airline and years of experience. India, East and Southeast Asia. India is one of the fastest growing aviation markets globally, with rapidly increasing pilot demand, driven by an aggressive fleet expansion race among its major carriers. First officer salaries currently range from roughly $18,000 to $50,000 annually, rising fast but still well below international equivalents, which is why experienced Indian FOs continue to migrate toward Gulf operators as they build hours. In East Asia, FOs at the major Japanese and Korean legacy carriers earn roughly $60,000 to $100,000 gross, a figure that looks reasonable on paper but is substantially reduced by progressive tax structures that rank among the steepest in this part of the world. Southeast Asian legacy operators pay FOs better in relative terms, with the strongest flag carriers offering $50,000 to $90,000 annually, depending on fleet and seniority. LCC first officers across the region sit at the lower end, typically earning $24,000 to $50,000, reflecting the region's lower cost base, but also a salary ceiling that pushes experienced FOs toward Gulf and European opportunities the moment their logbooks allow it. Bottom line. Pilot salaries in 2026 are broadly higher than they were 2 years ago, and the direction of travel is clear, but the story isn't uniform. In Europe, legacy carrier FOS have benefited most from multi-year agreements, while entry-level LCC pilots remain in a different bracket entirely, one that hasn't moved nearly as fast. The Gulf remains the most financially compelling package for experienced pilots willing to relocate, and the U.S. leads on gross figures in a market that's largely closed to outsiders. Everywhere else, Latin America, India, Southeast Asia, the gap between domestic salary ceilings and international alternatives continues to drive outward migration of experienced crews, a dynamic that feeds back into local pilot shortages and, eventually, further upward wage pressure. The clearest pattern across all markets is that bargaining power has shifted toward pilots, and it's unlikely to shift back anytime soon. Not while retirement waves, fleet expansions, and training pipeline constraints keep the global supply of experienced aviators structurally short of demand.